this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste. Quinn Henry Frayne is our technical director. And here with us in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Hey Celeste, good afternoon. Polling places were mainly abuzz through much of this morning in Champaign County as voters turned out in droves on this election day. At that polling place you just heard at Urbana's Sunnycrest Mall, more than 100 voters were still in line at mid-morning, waiting about a half hour to cast a ballot. That line had diminished greatly by shortly before noon, but Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says turnout has been heavy in most places. He says there's been some initial confusion with a couple of malfunctioning vote counting machines and some incorrect ballots that were delivered to one precinct early this morning. But Sheldon believes the vote has gone smoothly so far. The polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. Election officials are encouraging people to get voting out of the way before the expected post-work crush. Turnout was steady but moved quickly for students casting their ballots at one University of Illinois polling place. AM 580's Jeff Bossert spoke with a couple of them.
There was no evidence of long lines or mechanical problems as students left the Lincoln Avenue residence halls. There were only enthusiastic young voters, many going through the process for the first time.
It was a rush.
18-year-old freshman Michael Hoffman says he's been following the races closely through the media.
It's a big deal. I mean, we feel like we got to do our part, too. We watch TV enough. It's a big deal around here. I mean, it's in the newspaper every day. I mean, this is the least we could do is come out and vote. So it's our job, basically.
21-year-old junior Allison Weigel couldn't wait to vote for Barack Obama this morning and has motivated others her age in an effort to get out the vote.
I actually have one friend who even went to Iowa over the weekend to help out there, too. Everybody's really into everything. One of my other RA friends, he registered people to vote for a couple weeks.
The wait time at the residence halls was a big contrast to what some have experienced in the area with lines of 100 or more people. The students say they waited with a handful of people, completing the voting process in about 10 minutes. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
At three polling sites in Champaign-Urbana, people can get a couple of tasks out of the way, casting the vote and getting a flu shot. Area health officials are taking part in a national campaign to link the election to the need to get vaccinated for influenza and for men to get screened for prostate cancer. An RV was parked outside one site where people could go in for injections and blood tests before or after they voted. Joe Trotter with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says people have been receptive to the unlikely combination.
Most people are walk over and they're kind of excited about it. They're kind of pumped about seeing it here. So we've had a pretty good reaction from everyone. A lot of thank yous. A lot of people just coming up and saying, "Hey, we appreciate you being out here."
The mobile health clinic is offering the flu shots for a $30 fee, but they also accept Medicare and Medicaid patients. The prostate cancer screenings are free. Senator Barack Obama was in Indianapolis today for some last-minute campaign phone calling. Obama headed to a nearby United Auto Workers Get Out the Vote call center and stayed there for about 45 minutes and made 13 phone calls. He said he wouldn't have visited Indiana if he didn't think he could win the state, and he told one voter he thinks he has a great chance to win Indiana's 11 electoral votes. Obama returned to the airport shortly before noon for a flight back to Chicago. He plans to play a game of basketball with friends and staff before watching election returns in a hotel room. After the race is called, he plans to address supporters from a stage built especially for the occasion at Chicago's Grant Park. A neighborhood plan for the area, including Carle Foundation Hospital, is going back to committee. The Urbana City Council hopes to find language that both the hospital and the mayor can agree on when it comes to replacing housing that might be torn down for a hospital expansion. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Carle's current expansion plans fall within its present medical campus, but hospital officials say they'll one day want to build new buildings where rental housing it owns now stands. The proposed neighborhood plan for the area calls for one-for-one replacement of any demolished housing and encourages the hospital to work towards that end if it wants zoning approval. But Mayor Laurel Pressing wants the word encourage to be require. Carle Executive Vice President John Snyder says forcing that requirement on them isn't fair.
All we're asking for is some flexibility. Carle Foundation Hospital is not willing to commit to the high expectation of required one-to-one housing replacement.
But Prussing says she doesn't expect Carl to take full responsibility for replacement housing, just negotiate with the city to help make the housing possible.
And that's all we're asking for, is that they work with us. We're not saying that they have to pay the entire cost of doing anything. We know we have to negotiate with them on how to do this.
A vote on the Crystal Lake neighborhood plan was postponed last night to give the Urbana City Council a chance to work out compromise language in committee next week. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois Attorney General's Office is investigating the steep price of road salt in some areas of the state. It's caused some municipalities to cut back on their purchases. Doug House is Moline's general manager for municipal services. He says the city's salt prices rose 300% over last year. He says as a result, the city won't be buying as much salt to melt snow and ice on roadways. Attorney General spokeswoman Natalie Bauer says it's too early to determine why salt prices have spiked for some counties and not others. Bauer also said they wouldn't speculate on whether the investigation could lead to legal action. Emergency salt supplies were depleted by last winter's storms, causing high demands in the Chicago region this season. Salt suppliers say the increased size of